ride around in my new whip. Give a fuck about no bitch. Straight up. Ride around in my new whip. Give a fuck about no bitch. Ain't fucking with no niggas. Counting no favors. Doing no whole shit. Got it all on my own. 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 Fuck all that cap and all that talking, no discussion. Real nigga, fresh out of jail and I ain't ask a nigga for nothing. Got it all on my own. Got it all on my own. Got it all on my own.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another edition of This Is Recorded Podcast. We got a friend of the show, a family of the show. The Recorded Family is what I like to call it. You know, young genius, entrepreneur. You're going to see a lot of them in the future, or you might not see a lot of them. Just know you're getting a lot of money, man. Please introduce yourself, man.
What's up? It's Duke, man. We back at it like a crack at it, man.
Hey, you already know what it is, man. How is life 1 year later of the coronavirus?
It's good, man. Everything's been going well. Just been working, grinding, staying stuck in the grind. Just trying to make a way, man.
Yeah. I mean, like Nipsey, man, we just stuck in the grind. It's just like, I think everybody found their way, but I think everybody ended up being better, you know, in some way, shape, or fashion. I feel like everybody got better with everything going on. You had to figure out something about yourself and other people in this shit, man.
But you think so? You think everybody got better?
Some people got worse, but I think for the most part, people got forced to deal with some things and be a part of some things they ain't really like to be. So we lost a couple. A couple lost their way. You right, along the way, man. It's like you know, out here in Atlanta and shit, it's just like, bro, the clubbing and shit is like, my nigga, you want to get sick or get other niggas sick because like, you can't, like, stop going to a strip club or clubbing, my nigga? Like, really? Is that it? Like, I know life goes on, but goddamn, bro. Like, I just really think most people are going to be fine, like, younger people. But, like, if you give it to somebody else and they die, it's like, damn, bro. That's the shit that's like, wow, you cool with that?
You feel me? Nah, yeah. They've been going crazy, like, in the South. Bro, the South is crazy.
All rappers do now is Atlanta, Florida, or Texas. That's it. That's all they can go right now. I mean, that's where is that right now? That's their tour. Like, the baby was somewhere on top of somebody's shoulders over the weekend or something like that. I don't know where he was at, but I bet you it was somewhere in the South.
Did you see the Miami spring break with everybody?
Bro, people was running crazy on a Miami spring break. They was like running off on a tab and all that shit. I'm like, yo, this is wild, man. This is crazy. Yeah, I mean, Florida been wide open the whole time, like been wild and crazy, man. But I don't know, man. People just gotta figure out what they do, man. So now that you at the end of your road, you at school, you about to graduate, what do you think about the difference between, like, the way you thought your life was going to go and how it ended up? Like, what do you think, like, when you was probably, like, in ninth grade versus, like, now? How did you think it was going to go?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, I always knew I was smart. So you get what I'm saying? I kind of figured I was going to go like the college route. You get what I'm saying? But I didn't think it was going to be like the projection that it has took. It's actually, I felt like when I was younger, I felt not sold myself short, but sold myself short, like from the things I could do. You feel me? And I feel like even still, in the future, I feel like it's going to be like that too. You get what I'm saying? Even though I'm thinking more bigger and brighter now, I feel like it's still, you can only, it's like, I don't know. It's, I feel like I'm going to just keep just every goal that I set, I'm just going to achieve it type. You feel me?
It's become like a rush to you. Like, it was like, when I beat this, you know what I'm saying? Like, most people, like, they think I want to be a millionaire. So after they get that first million, it's like, I want another million. Then I want 10 million. I want 100 million. Then I want, like, right now, the goal is the billion. So 10, 15 years from now, people are going to be on a trillion and all that. So it's just crazy. But, like, it's so weird how, like, ninth grade, you had this one way, and then you like, damn, like, 4 years from now, like, it's over. And then when it's over, like, people got to make choices, and that's hard. So I always think that's interesting. I mean, for me, I think in ninth grade, I was just like, I just want to graduate. Because, like, a lot of people is wasn't graduating, or they was doing some wild shit. As you heard on a previous podcast, people from Lancaster went different ways, man. So I think for me, it's like, I don't want no kids, and I don't want no to go to jail. I just want to graduate, you know, and that was my goal. So it was like, and then, like, for me too, like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do per se, but I feel like today I've excelled any idea I have for myself, because I ain't have no idea. Like, I was like, I'm just going to do the next step. And I think that's a trap for a lot of people, is that, like, you don't really know after high school. So because you so used from K to 12 is that I do these grades and I move on. But when you get out of school, that shit gets scary, because it ain't like that. You have to figure it out, map it out, and just because you graduate don't mean you guaranteed a job and shit like that. So it's really important to have good people in your corner to, like, kind of guide you, whether that be, hopefully it's people in your life, but sometimes, like, a guidance counselor in school or something like that could see something in you that you don't see for yourself, and you excel like that, man.
Yeah, and just to bounce off of that, like you said, you didn't really know what you wanted to be. And I still really don't know. I didn't know back then. And I still don't. I just kind of felt like, okay, I'm in college. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to school for this. And my goal is just always just to make money. That's all I want to do, is I'm all about the money. Right. So it's just like, I knew that, okay, this path can get me to the money. So it's like, okay, so what I got to do to get there, if that makes sense. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely makes sense. And it's just like, I mean, was it all, like, I guess for me, I never really had too many people on me to make good grades or something. I just wanted to make decent enough grades. But was it always better for you and, like, cool for you? Because I feel like me and you was one of the same. Like, the streets, like, we could know things about the streets, but we always knew, like, that really wasn't for us. We like, nah, I'm cool. But was it always cool for you, like, I like to get good grades and do cool stuff rather than just sit around and be like the typical dummy that don't do shit?
I mean, I was always smart. So it was like from like kindergarten, I was always good at math. So it was like, I wouldn't say like you enjoy doing it. Like because I never, like, if I didn't have to do it, from elementary school to high school till I graduated, it's like I never, like, went out my way to go do math or something like that. Yep. But, like, if I was there, I feel like I might as well just do it. You get what I'm saying? Yep. And because everything I do, I feel like I go 100%. So it's like I got to do it. And the formula for having good grades, I mean, good grades isn't everything, but the habits. You get what I'm saying? The habit of always making, like, I used to feel like something was wrong if I didn't do my homework. You get what I'm saying? So it's like the habits, and like those, I feel like those transfer over to real life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's discipline. And that's something I definitely want to talk about. Like, you know, me and you, you know, we always live off of that, you know, the marathon. We always talk about it. We always talk about the marathon. And just that tunnel vision and everything. Like, it was like Nipsey Hussle was making his own religion. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was really teaching values that you carry, like a Muslim or a Christian, Buddhist, like just these things that you just live by. And for him, it's just that, like, you just got to keep going. I think that was the thing for him, is that, like, it's a long journey. You got to keep going. And I'm learning that discipline, like, discipline is really, really hard. Like, when it comes to, like, I really think, like, the Muslim holiday of Ramadan is crazy, because, like, from sun up to sun down, they're not allowed to eat or drink or do no, like, no sex, no drinking, smoking, no dumb stuff from sun up to sun down, I think, for 30 days. I'm like, bro, and I think it's, I'm not for sure, but I think it's to teach you appreciation. And I think, like, they help in the homeless and they do good deeds and stuff. I think it teaches them humility when they do Ramadan because they go without, you know, anything of the luxuries of the things they get. But, like, speak about discipline and how hard, even from, like, we drinking water and stuff like that. But, like, hey, if I figured in 2021 I'm not going to drink soda, that take real discipline to, like, so you never going to drink soda ever again? Talk about discipline in your life.
Discipline, it's really everything. I've always felt like I had the work. I feel like work ethic and discipline are one in one. You get what I'm saying? Because you can have the work ethic, but if you don't have the discipline, it's all bad. It's like you might as well not even be working. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've always been disciplined. Like, I remember, like, in middle school, even middle school up to high school, I was always do push-ups every day because I play football. So, push-ups every day, abs, doing working out after practice, doing stuff like that. And so I was talking to my one of my counselors. Shout out to Mr. Tillman, real cool dude. And so he was telling me, like, with, because my major is computer science, so he was telling me the stuff, like, you have to treat computer science just like sports. So, like, you have to be able to do stuff like how I worked out and stuff after, like, after practice and stuff. That's the same. You got to work out stuff after school, because he kind of explained, and me and my friend was talking about it. They were like, just like, because everybody goes to college. I mean, like, people that go to college, everybody's taking the same classes and all that. So what separates the people that's going just to college from the people that working at Google? You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. So then when I started doing, like, different, because when I started doing different coding things and stuff like that, It wasn't foreign to me of getting up every day and actually coding. You get what I'm saying? It was just, I was doing something different, but the idea is still the same. And just, so, like, yeah, so ever since, I think it was like February, start of February, I've been doing something coding every day, literally, Sunday through Monday, every day. So it just takes discipline just because off of that, I've gotten, like, different offers and different things like that, and I feel like my work is starting to pay off.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think people understand, like, that's why, like, I dig, like, certain religion, like the Muslim religion, Christian, like, different values. I'm more of a spiritual person, but I like to grab things from different cultures, different religions, different people, even boxing, because boxing is a super level of discipline, and it's such a level of discipline, like, you think you could just come in there and, like, I'm stronger and quicker than the dude, but, like, no, I'm going to hit you on an angle. I'm going to do this, or I'm going to just wait 8 rounds. Like, I'm really going to play chess with you. I was watching Lennox Lewis on Drink Champs, and he was talking a lot about chess and how chess helps you in boxing, because you sit there and you study a person, and they be thinking, like, it's going to go one way, and you really going a whole nother way and thinking different things. And he would ask people, like, what did you do to beat me? And they would tell him, and he would come back and he would beat them. But, like, for 3 months at least, you just sitting there training. And if you don't, when it's time to perform and in front of all them people, you're going to get your ass knocked out. It's like, yeah. Shout out to Nate Robinson, man. But, you know, it's just like, bro, you can't. This ain't no street fight. It's different. Like, boxing, and that's why with Floyd, he knows, like, it's boxing, so I could win rounds. I don't have to, like, knock you out. So he knows, like, ain't nobody gonna be quicker than me, really. Nobody has the defense, and I'm gonna frustrate you. That's what he does the best. He, like, he mentally takes you out from, like, the talking trash. Then when you get in the ring, he's in tip-top shape. And Floyd has extreme discipline. Like, that getting up and running and all that, like, bro. Floyd is just a whole nother monster, but I think people, like, they think it's just a word, but discipline is, like, man, it's one of the hardest things to obtain, really. It's, like, some people will never obtain it when it comes to, like, I want to eat different, I want to think different. Like, it's take months and years and a long time, but people, man, they really don't be into that, man. But I want to talk about, like, advice you would give to like some young kid that's maybe like, yo, I'm in 12th grade. I mean, it's what, almost April, pretty, we'll just call it April. So in May, I'm over with school. What advice do you have for them? Like if they just getting out and they don't really know what they want to do in life?
That's a hard one.
I mean, it's definitely depending on each person, but maybe a friend of yours or something like that. Like, if you could think of a scenario, like, what should they try? Because, I mean, for me, I think, like, school is the best networking thing, like, ever, especially college, because a lot of people that went on to create these great companies, they met in school, and they didn't end up doing what they went to school for, but school helped them to be around other creative kids and thinking of ideas. And I think that's what I'm saying, like, you should go to school because it'll help you, you know, you, especially if you go off to college, you can experience being alone and like on your own and stuff like that, and you kind of could figure out whether it's for you or not. But like, I think sometimes if you just go out and just get a regular job and don't have no plan, it's like that could be a trap. Because it's like, before you know it, you'll, after high school, your life flashes. So before you know it, it'll be 5 years later, and you still doing the same job.
But the thing is with that, some people don't mind that. You get what I'm saying? So like you said, it's really on the person. But what I would say is find something that you like or that you think you want to do, and then just go for it. You feel me? Every day, I'm big on every day just get better. You get what I'm saying? Every day, do something that'll help you get towards that. But even if you just start off small, like a couple of days out of the week, or even just Monday through Friday, you get what I'm saying? Just every day, try to get better at it. And so, because some people, they don't want to go to, because you feel me? I know some people, because, I mean, my idea on college is the same, but then I also feel like if you're going, I don't feel like for like certain majors or some stuff like that, it's not worth it. Yeah. It's not worth it. It's I feel like if you're one of those, you would be going to college just more for the experience rather than the actual education. Yep. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I feel like if you want to just do something, just go ahead and do it, man. Just, and don't put no limits on yourself. Cause you feel me, you're gonna take your losses. You get what I'm saying? That's with everything. You get what I'm saying? But all it takes is one yes. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I just feel like if you uncertain, you might as well try out college, and maybe if it's a small college or something like that, because like it'll kind of buy you a little time to figure it out whether you still want to do this or not. And like, especially, man, like people don't know, like if you come from like a low income situation or something like that, you kind of have an upper hand if you can get scholarships or grants, because when you get out of school, you might not have to pay for none of that. Where everybody else, when they come out of school, they in debt. So it's like, bro, you owe me. And it's not a guarantee when you come out of school, you got a job. So it's like, you can't make an excuse like, bro, like, I don't got no money. Like, bro, it's a lot of shit out there that could get you some bread. And like, if we keep it in a buck, this is Recorded Podcast. Thank you for listening. You know, bro, they are going to, like, look at you and be like, hey, you're a minority kid. We support minority kids. And they'll just push you to be like, see, we're not racist. We, you know, gave a push to Charles. You know, like, we're not racist. We love having a minority kid. So that's a push for you, too. So it's just like, school is not for everybody, period. But when you don't know at all, it's like maybe try it and, like, figure out. Because everybody just taking core classes in the beginning anyway. First semester or so it's like, hey, what you into, like, what does that entail, like, what do you do with this, what do you do with that? Or some people be 15, 16, they love cars, they like, bro, I want to open my own shop. And as soon as they get out of high school, they go work at a little shop, they figure out that shop, and they like get it all. I know a bunch of people, the craziest shit, out of jail, they learn to trade in jail. And, like, especially in the pandemic, they've been eating because they know how to do a basement. They know how to do a fence. They know how to recreate a lot of shit. So, it's like, in life, there we go back to that discipline and shit. It's like, bro, we can make every excuse for why we not where we want to be, but in the end, it all depends on us. And I think the pandemic really made us sit and figure out, what the fuck are you doing in your life? You really have to, like, you can't put it on nobody. What are you doing? And let's get it.
Real life, man. You said it.
Yeah, it's just like, man, so what keeps you motivated? What podcast or music you be listening to, what type of things you listen to keep you motivated
during this grind? You know, that nip, you feel me? That's man, though.
Yeah.
I be on Larry June, too. Heyro Giovanni. For podcast-wise, I've been on this one. I've been on Million Dollars Worth of Game. And I think I'm going to start getting into the I Am Athlete. Because they've been having some good conversations on there. So
I got to try it out, man.
Yeah, now today I watched like one of the first full episodes I ever watched. It was good. I liked it.
I think they have good conversations. You know, like I like the conversation, you know, Brandon Marshall was saying, like, you know, I'm not okay. Or Chad Johnson's like, I just lost my mom. Like, bro, I'm not okay, but we can't really have these conversations. And, you know, it's just like the transparency that's going on right now is really good. And what I had to learn the hard way, too, is like with podcasts and different things, when people going through shit, bro, you got to let them go through it. You can't judge or nothing, because like $1 million worth of game, I was like, I don't really like how things is going and shaking. And I don't really know what was what behind closed doors. But then you see with the Joe Budden podcast thing, they going through their own thing. So it's like, you got to learn, like, in business and stuff like that, you got to stay out the way. If you like somebody, you like them for who they are. You can't really get in the middle. Because the game, that $1 million worth of game is giving right now, man, oh, man. It's
priceless. It's worth more than a million. Man. Worth more than a million.
They just, you know, even now, like, sometimes I fast forward through it because I'm at work or something. But, like, in between they podcast, like, today they had Jadakiss. They'll have a guy talking about how you own venues or something like that. Then they had a guy talking about like owning homes and different things. They'll sneak it in there. They literally giving game the whole time, and their rapport between each other is just amazing. They get on each other. Jadakiss today was like, yo, man, like, yo, are y'all serious or not? It was funny, man. Yeah, they just, man, but Nip just like, I feel like a lot of people was on the Nip wave early, and a lot of people just want to go to the Nip mural just to take a photo or something. But, like, the lessons he was teaching, it was almost like prophecy. Like, he was here for a certain amount of time, and when he left this earth, it's like his teachings was really going to come to life, and really, like, the seeds he was planting was really, really going to come to fruition. It's sad that it took for him to pass, but I think he would be glad that, you know, people are taking it and they are getting it, because, you know, it's just a story of, bro, like, this shit ain't easy, like, at all, man. Like, right. The genius thing we did was never give up. That consistency, you keep running. If I just keep doing podcast, I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to give up. Somebody might be like, yo, I'm looking for a new podcast to get popping or whatever. It's like, you never know what you run into, man, for real.
And just to go off of that, like you said, Nip, like, it's almost like a set of rules or code, you feel me, that he gave us. You get what I'm saying? And it's like every situation I feel like I've been through, I can relate it back to like something that Nip said. You get what I'm saying? So it's RP the Great, man.
It's wild, because, like, I swear to God, I was like, bro, why do people go so hard for Tupac? I'm like, dog, like, I didn't get it because I was too young. Like, he died in 96, so I was like 9 when he died. I was like, people go so hard for this dude that, like, passed. Like, it's 2003, and people are going, like, so hard, but I get it. With Nipsey Hussle, I get it. I know my nephews and stuff, they probably like, I don't get it. You know, like, why? You know, he dies. It was like, why you rocking with it? But it's like the messages and the shit you can relate to is just, man, it's like, man, I mean, the marathon continues. It's like, I'm definitely going to get that tatted Well, I ain't get a tattoo since 08, so my wife was like, bro, you full of shit, bro. Like, she done got 2-3 tattoos. She like, bro, you ain't doing nothing, man. Nothing at all, man. And now your support system, I know you got some good friends. You seem like y'all always on a vibe. I know you got good family in your corner. How important is it to have a good support system to, like, keep going with all this hard stuff?
Oh man, it's everything. You know what I mean? I got to get it takes a, like they say, it takes a village. You get what I'm saying? So I'm all my mom, my dad, my aunt, my cousin Rodney, you, and just all my friends and stuff. I feel like I'm a mixture of everybody. You get what I'm saying? And we all either they helped raise me or we all grew up together. You get what I'm saying? So it's like it's huge, because if you don't like Nip said, if you look at your circle and don't get inspired, then you got a cage. You get what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like once I started surrounding myself with like the right people and just getting out my comfort zone, that's like when my life started just to take in like that, the projection just like that. So then it's like, since I noticed that, now I'm more aware and more conscious, you get what I'm saying? And as I get older, it's like, I don't even got time for like the negativity and all that. So I got other stuff to worry about, you get what I'm saying? So that's how I be feeling.
And it's so crazy too, because like what I'm learning too, as you get older, like some people see a light on you and they want to bring it down. It's like, bro, like, I'm not on that. I don't want to talk about that. I'm not on that. Like, I mean, that's cool. You on that. But, like, it's just something about people know it. It's like they can smell it, sense it, feel it. Like, bro, it's a light on, bro. And, like, I don't know. I think what it is, though, it really is the self-hate of, like, why is he like this and I'm not? And instead of, like, asking you, like, hey, what'd you do to get yourself motivated or something? It's like people be, like, jumping to hate. And it's like, we ain't gonna get nowhere like that, brother. Like, not at all, man. We gotta uplift each other. And like you, man, I hate cliches, but I think the thing about cliches is that they true. That it takes a village is one of the realest ones, because something your parents might not see in you, your uncle or your aunt or a friend or somebody, because your friend's gonna know things about you your parents don't know. So, like, you gotta have a good friend to be like, yo, you kind of on some bullshit right now. Like, In a way that you're going to respect it, not on some, like, disrespectful shit. And that's what I love about seeing you with your friends. Y'all always supporting. Y'all always doing things. And it just seems like y'all motivate each other, man. Go ahead and plug something right now. What they got going on out there, man?
So we got my homie James, a.k.a. Skies, with his music. We got Simon with the Outmass Playground. We got Marcus with XX Sobu. We got just the whole We in Light. I may be forgetting. We got Milan, Coolest Michael, Bandman Mercy. So we got a whole bunch, man. It's a lot. We got a lot going on, man.
And it's just too much. I know, hey, if you left out anybody, charge it to your mind, not your heart, man. That's it. Because it's just everybody like, man, plug me in, bro. But, hey, we going to get everybody on, man. Everybody's welcome on. This is recorded, but it's just a beautiful thing to watch you grow and just be better, man. And I think I really wanted to get you on, too, to tell people about some cool shit. Everybody think, like, it's so dope to get recruited for sports or something right now. But you at a point where you finish school and you getting recruited to do a PhD program and you possibly get paid to go to school. Please give them game and an understanding of, like, somebody's like, hold on, what do you mean you getting paid to go to school and getting recruited? Tell them what that process is and what that means for you.
Yeah, so like I always said, I wanted to go to school, like college, for football, but that didn't work out. So I had to find out like another way. So I ended up getting it into USC, Notre Dame, and UCLA for PhD programs. And basically for the PhD programs, is for most schools, they, since it's a PhD, they want people to do it. So like more doctorates and things like that. And so they basically waive your tuition and they pay you a stipend to do like either like research or like teacher assistants, TAs and things like that. So I got plugged in, man. It's definitely a blessing. I worked hard, you get what I'm saying, and it's definitely a blessing.
Man, you know we proud of you. It's just like, bro, that's motivation. I'm about to change my back wall because I don't care about none of them teams back there. It's just for the look. But, man, I just got to put up some motivational stuff around me. And that's just like, I think that's some cool shit that most people don't know. Like, it does pay to be smart, you know. And it's just like, it's just comprehension. Like, somebody can give you information and you able to comprehend it and put it in a form where, like, you could possibly get paid for it. But also, like, how hard is it for you, I guess, the idea to, like, get the quick bag versus playing chess and, like, I could play the long game? Like, how hard is it not to just jump out there? You never had your own money. You never had your own place. How hard is it, like, that decision to just, like, all right, I'm going to take the long game because it's a better opportunity?
It's definitely hard because I got a couple offers right now with, and the numbers is looking right. But I mean, like I said, the money is going to be there regardless. And I feel like if I'm getting what I'm getting right now, imagine if I get 2 years just with a master's, how much the money is going to be. So that's what I kind of just got to just play. Like Nip said, it's a marathon. You get what I'm saying? Everything got to be strategic. And I think we was talking about it. Well, with Master P, so I kind of had like the same thing with Master P. He said like he got like a $1 million deal, and the dude didn't even know him. And then his brother C Murder, he was mad because he didn't take the deal. And Master P had to explain to him like, imagine they don't even know us, and they willing to give us $1 million. Imagine what we can, how much we worth. So that's how I kind of take it in. So I'm like, okay, let me just go ahead and build my worth up even more, and let's see how this is gonna work out.
Yeah, and it's the smarter move because it's like, I go back to Divine Eye Media. I had her on the podcast, and she was just saying, like, I'm going to quit my job, jump out there, and do my thing because if all else fails, I can always get a job. So it's like, it's the same way for you. It's like, bro, it's kind of a win-win because I'm getting paid to go to school. I could get more money if I go to school. And, like, if I'm not feeling this, I could just go get a job. So it's just, like, I just think it's a beautiful thing, man. And we just so proud. Like, damn, like, you just excelled and you exceeded, like, any of, like, I didn't know you can get paid to do these things. So it's just, like, this is just amazing to, like, know somebody that can do that and does, like, great things like that, man. I know your parents are proud. Everybody's so proud. It's just super motivating and everybody got to celebrate, man. Young King Duke, you feel me? Mr. Fab, send me those motivational Mr. Fab. Mr. Fab is an underrated genius, man. I love that dude, man.
He's the guy.
It's something about the Bay Area, that whole soil. Like, I got to get there and just kiss the ground or something real soon, man. The Black Panthers came from there, everything. It's just something about it, man. It's just the Bay Area is built way different. E-40... Like, everybody got the big mogul people. Like, I got to get some photos up of E-40, Master P, Issa Rae. Like, these people that did it, they did it their way. They did it real black. Ain't nobody really believing they shit. And especially, like, E-40. It's like how he rapped and his delivery. They was like, what are you talking about? And then same with Master P to be a country dude in Oakland trying to rap. It's like, what are you talking about? Issa Rae had a YouTube series. She just closed in a deal. I think she deserved more, but I digress. But shout out to her. But these are some people, like, man, it's you and, like, those people, different people in my life that I'm like, damn, like, they, like, Mr. Richard, man, your dad, how do you want it, the comedy, all that, man. It's just, you know, your circle, my wife, everybody. It's like, everybody around you constantly make up who you are, good or bad. And I'm glad to say I got a lot of good people in my corner, man, that just, like, glow up. But you are definitely, like, a motivational one. And I was like, I got to get the boy on here, man, and speak to the youth, get them motivated. It's that time where decisions got to be made. So this is recorded, the foundation that's going to come. We're going to have to support these young kings and queens, man, and get them motivated, man.
Real life. And I just wanted to thank you. You feel me? You always giving me the support. You feel me? Thank all my family and all that, man. You feel me? We ain't made it, but we made it. You know what I'm saying?
We already made it. That's like what, like I got these new slogans, man. Like, we already made it. I text people have a life-changing day. Just like to get their mind right. Like, bro, this what we on. This is what we doing. And like, we only got time for positive because there's so much negative around us. But also the negative, your boy, man, let's talk about the Lake Show, man. LeBron went down. Which I got Andre Drummond. What's going on over there, man?
I like the Drummond pickup because
I love it.
Because we was missing that big man, you feel me? Because they got – I don't like how they have Harrell just in there playing a big man. And Harrell's role is really not a big man role. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He's more scrappy, but they want him to be the Dwight Howard. You get what I'm saying? And that's not going to happen. And so I feel like the Drummond pickup, that was huge. And I just feel like we got to get healthy.
I just feel like – if y'all don't have like a real hard first round matchup, that'll give y'all enough time to get right. But I didn't notice that Denver picked up Aaron Gordon. I mean, I don't hear too much about Denver right now, but that's a good pickup right there.
It's a good pickup, but I don't think he take him to the next level or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Probably not, but like it's just a, you know what? It's just like in sports, you see it all the time, like. You have this window, like, this big, bro, like, a little itty-bitty window that, like, we got to do it now or we not going to get that chance again. And I feel like Denver is, like, they trying to make moves, but it's like, I don't know, man. Also, a question that came up this week that I didn't think about. Do you feel like it would have been better if Kawhi would have stayed in Toronto?
For Kawhi or for Toronto?
For Kawhi, like, I guess – everywhere, because Toronto is doing all right, but like, do you think it would have been a better move? Because everybody, like, if they don't go to the conference finals this year, the trade was a bust. I think I heard Stephen A say that, and I was like, I mean, because they're not making them really better, they just staying like almost like Lob City Clippers. So, like, do you think it would have been better? Like, how do you think his career would have went if he would have just stayed in Toronto?
I mean, maybe to like maybe last year they would have had a chance to get to the finals again, depending on like what happens. But besides that, this year it's the Nets. You get what I'm saying? It's the Nets.
When they get healthy, boy, oh my God. They, you know, and I love Jalen Rose. He another like motivational mentor to me. And he was just saying, did the stats. He said Blake Griffin ain't dunk in so long. I guarantee you when he get over to the Nets, he gonna dunk. He had 3 dunks in 1 game. He ain't dunking a year. So it showed you that, like, I'm not getting hurt. Like, he was just shooting and stuff like that. But it's just like the Nets, what they trying to do over there, boy. Ugh.
It's scary.
Crazy, bro.
But I just be feeling like, it's like they do all this to beat LeBron.
I mean, it take a lot to beat the king, man. And then, like, while we giving out flowers, bro, like, I don't think people really sit and think about, like, LeBron, you know, no disrespect to his mom or nothing like that, but it seemed like she didn't have no idea what to do in certain situations in life. LeBron had no father. He had, like, uncles and stuff like that, and maybe some childhood friends around. But, you know, he's the typical, like, hey, your mom had a baby, probably young, you live in the projects, you got to figure it out. I don't think people understand the, like, mindset it takes for this dude to do all the things that he's done. Far as, like, hey, I'm going to get on with a manager and an agent, but y'all, you go over to Nike, you go over here, you go over there, and we're going to come together later on, and we're going to create something amazing. We're going to build schools. We're going to motivate. We're going to, like, create platforms and media companies to create our own narratives. We're going to invest in soccer teams while I'm already playing. He just invested in the Boston Red Sox while he's still playing. I mean, I don't think, like, for this dude to have no real guidance, I'm going to say, like, he didn't have no real person like, hey, man, you should do this, this, and that. For him to have this mindset, no dad, no nothing, there's nothing LeBron can really do other than, like, some wild, crazy, illegal stuff for me to ever look at him differently. And, like, that's why people be like, I hate that he whines. I mean, LeBron is like a saint to me, bro. Like, I mean, a true saint. What do you think?
Nah, just everything you say, he's really the guy, man. To like he say, just a kid from Akron. You get what I'm saying? And he did what he did. So, you feel me? Maybe not people can't beat LeBron because, obviously, he's gifted. You get what I'm saying? But the mindset and stuff, he really give people a chance to, like, to show, like, okay, you can make it out. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes that's all somebody just needs to see is just the vision. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's just like, man, like, he could have been a typical, like, I'm going to just get the bag. And I'm like, he could have been like an Iverson. And that's no disrespect to Iverson. It's just like, Iverson was just really good at ball. That's it. Right. Like, he didn't really have no, like, other ideas of how far he want to take it. And I feel like in life, it ain't what you do, it's what your life can do for others. And LeBron gives so much hope to so many other people, and with the school, and even, like, that's why he knew when he left this time he gonna do it differently. So when he left, he announces the school that same summer that he left. So it's like, don't ever say I ain't do nothing, you know, to broker a deal that parents could go to community colleges and everybody got a bike and food pantries and, like, trying to get the parents involved in GED. Like, it's just like, I don't know how a guy that, like, nobody told you this, you just thought of this in your head, is just like, I don't think people understand, like, how, like, amazing that is, man. But shout out to LeBron James, man, the legend, man. I know you on your way, man. You on your way to be just like LeBron, but you had the guidance. You had family and stuff behind you, man. But we're going to get out of here. I don't want to keep you forever. I know that college brain, you got all these offers. You got calls, big business coming through. Before we get out of here, man, let's speak it into existence, man. What's going to be the legacy of Duke, man? What things are you going to touch and people you're going to touch and things you're going to make happen in this life, man?
Man, right now, man, I'm just on the path, man, just to try to just motivate those around me, you feel me, and reach greatness and wherever that take me, you get what I'm saying? Whatever my definition of greatness is, it's going to happen, you get what I'm saying? So we going to get there, though.
Man, and this is recorded.
Oh.
Yeah.